Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. And we're going open phones here. I have a guy on the line in Alhambra, and we'll just move right through the calls. Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show, sir.
Yeah, Phil, how are you?
Good.
Phil, I don't know if your listeners know this, but the National Rifle Association, and the news is out, has now, in the last 4 weeks, has signed up 200,000 new members, which brings our membership to an all-time high of 3.6 million members.
All right, are you a...
Hold on. Because this is... I wanted to get out what I wanted to say, okay, Phil?
All right.
The National Rifle Association, in the last 4 weeks, has signed up 200,000 new members, and that... And that brings our membership to 3.6 million. And what I wanted to say, because I told your man there, I want to say to the million mob marchers, and what I want to say is, ha, 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 ha. How do you like me now? Your little plan didn't work. Your little march means nothing. And the way we turn the tide, Phil...
You better get some water there, buddy.
Yeah. The way we turn the tide, Phil, is with the women out there who paid attention to the wishes of their husbands and listened to them and thank God for them and everybody that did the great work. Because the million bomb march, ha ha to you, ha ha to you. And
all right, let me, are you an NRA member?
I have applied for membership in the NRA. I'm not yet a member.
Because of the way you said we, you know, you said something about it. We have brought our membership.
Well, I feel a kid, but ha, 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 to the Million Mob March. And
well, what did you think the Million Mob March was doing? Do you think that they were trying to keep people from joining the NRA?
Absolutely. Well, the Million Mob Marches wanted to weaken the country with... I don't know, really. I do know they didn't want to have any guns. And they wanted to take guns out of people's hands. And the National Rifle Association had 200,000 new...
In the last 4 weeks, right?
In the last 4 weeks, 200,000.
That's an amazing role, membership enrollment. For 4 weeks' time, what do you attribute that to? 200,000. What do you think that is?
Phil, I think people are sick and tired of the Million Mob March, and they got sick and tired of these women going up and down the street. And let me tell you something else too. These Million Mob Marchers are just going to try to weaken the country, and that's why I said what I said about the women who pay attention to the wishes of their husbands turning the tide.
I heard that, and what is that about? Do you have a lot of women joining the NRA?
Well, you know, it's a lot of women who listen to their husbands, and they don't fool around with the Million Man March. The Million Mob March. My wife is an example.
Let me say something to you, if I could, sir. What's your name?
Phil, my name's Lloyd, and we love listening to you.
Thank you. Well, let me say something to you. Is your wife one of these unliberated types who...
Whoa. My wife is liberated, I'll tell you.
Your wife doesn't just hang on your every word, huh?
No, my wife is liberated. And
how?
Sorry?
How?
Hey, let me tell you something, Fred. My wife and I, we have a great relationship. She goes off with her girlfriends, and she plays cards, and they play pinochle, and she goes shopping by herself, so don't even try that. Don't even try to say my wife is under my thumb. But
I just was curious when you say that the reason why the NRA had 200,000 new members come into their fold in the last 4 weeks is because the women who pay attention to their husbands' wishes...
Well, they're not out on the Million Mob March. You know, they're not out there going, no guns, weaken America, be weak. We believe...
Do you really think the Million Mob March was saying that? Do you really?
I think that the Million Bob March is saying, be weak. And that's what I think, that the Million Bob March is a failure, because it shows that the strongest thing in our society, Phil, is not women marching together. That's the weakest. The strongest thing is a man and a woman marching together in a very purposeful stride. March with your woman and a baby in a knapsack on her back, holding a rifle, dressed in Kevlar, and you're marching directly to an NRA membership orientation. That's strength. Men and women together need to be deliberate, Phil. Don't walk stride into any business you're patronizing. Men and women together shouldn't just walk. They should stride with both arms pumping back and forth, not bending at the knee. And I tried to get my wife not to bend her knees. And so,
wait, what are you talking about, man? Are you talking about?
I'm telling you that there's nothing greater than a man and woman together walking with their arms pumping back and forth and their knees not bent in a purposeful stride.
What do you mean by a purposeful stride?
A purposeful stride is when you know where you're going, you go there quickly and methodically, and you sit down and order your breakfast or whatever the hell you're doing. You see? Well, you know that.
Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. So you're talking about the NRA. Your name is Lloyd, right?
Yes, I'm Lloyd, Phil. I have my own business in Alhambra.
Okay. 1-800-449-8686. The man is saying that the NRA has 200,000 new members in the last 4 weeks. Their membership is now at 3.6 million. Ha, ha, ha. Isn't that a little juvenile?
No, sir.
Going ha, ha, ha to the Million Mom March?
No, they asked for it. And I'm not saying, and don't try to say that I don't like women either.
Well, that's what it sounds like. It sounds like you're making fun of these women who wanted to get guns off the streets. And they wanted...
No, they wanted to get guns. That's bull crap. They wanted to get gun control laws, and I don't believe in that. But I'm saying that the women who do what their husbands ask of them, they helped us be strong with not going a Million Bob March. I'm having a hard time breathing, Phil.
Well, maybe you ought to get some. Are you all right?
Hold on. You're going to have to get me.
Maybe you better get yourself a glass of water, huh? Okay, we're talking to a guy here. Are you all right?
What?
You okay?
I'm just excited.
All right, we're talking to a guy here who is excited about the NRA getting 200,000 more members. You know, you're saying that the reason why the NRA is going over the top with memberships is there's a lot of women joining, huh? And there's a lot of women who are doing the wishes of their husband.
Don't say that they're not liberated.
Well, all right, I'm not saying they're not liberated, but what do you mean they're not doing the wishes of their husbands?
They're striding purposefully, power walking into businesses with their knees unbent.
With their knees unbent? Well, what is that, like a goose step?
No, Phil, I'm talking about a purposeful striding motion. That's what I want to see, and that's what I want to do.
Did you have a stroke at one time in your life?
Oh, no, why?
Are you drinking?
Sir, I am trying...
No, it just sounded like you were slurring your words there. I didn't know whether you'd been drinking or whether you'd had a stroke or anything.
No, I am telling you that the Million Bob March. Why didn't you hear me?
You're saying ha-ha to the Million Mom March because of the... Okay, hold on there, pal, all right?
Yeah.
Hold on, all right?
All right, wait.
1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. I had no idea that the NRA got 200,000 new members in the last 4 weeks. How? From what? This guy... thinks that it is a repudiation and a rebuking of the Million Mom March, which, as you know, part of its agenda had to do with controlling weapons. They got 200,000 new members, 3.6 million members now nationwide, and he says a lot of that has to do with women joining who are doing the wishes of their husbands. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. How you doing, Lloyd?
I'm very good, sir.
All right, so you believe, and you are a prospective NRA member?
I hope very much to join the NRA someday, and I want to join the NRA, and I think it's great that they're gaining in membership, and congratulations to them. And
well, will you say with the NRA gaining membership, you say is a repudiation of the Million Mom March, huh?
It's a repudiation of women that don't listen to their husbands and stay at the house.
Let me go to Ohio on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Speak up, please.
I hope that you can hear me.
Very faintly. Go ahead. Yes. Yes, ma'am. Go right ahead.
I hope that a lot of women will join me in joining the NRA.
That is wonderful, ma'am. Are you a member of the NRA?
I was a long time ago, and I'm not now, but my husband is. And
that's tremendous.
And we signed our grandchildren up.
Do the children have weapons yet, or are they not with weapon?
Well, you don't give them a weapon. You take them to the shooting classes. And
that sounds wonderful. See, this Million Mom March, they don't want people to have the weaponry.
Well, when you disarm your country, you lose your country.
Isn't that the truth? I'm a Korean War veteran. And
you're a veteran.
You better believe it, buddy. I fought for this country in 1950, 1952. And there's nothing better than having your wife do what you tell her to do.
Well, today,
you know, isn't that right?
Today, the federal government is forcing with so many taxes that the woman cannot really afford to stay home unless
I order my wife to stay home, and I think that more women will stay home if their husbands order them to do so.
Well, I don't know.
And that way, all you have to do is look at a woman and say, you're going to stay home because if you don't, then, you know, I have a right to push you or slap you.
Oh,
what?
Wow.
Wait a second.
No, what are you? Wait a second. What are you saying?
You have the right to slap her if she.
Yes, I absolutely do because I ordered her to stay home.
Well,
this lady knows what I'm talking about, don't you?
I do know that I'm not sure that you would get away with that in this generation.
But you understand that it's the right thing to do.
Well, I think you can do it with love.
But if you can't, you need to push the woman.
You
wouldn't mind if your husband cuffed you once if you didn't do what he said, would you?
I don't know about that.
Do you get a woman to obey?
Oh, with
that's
love.
That's the thing. I just can't. I don't know how to do it.
You don't.
I can't get her to. I can get my dog to do it. I can't get my wife to obey, you know?
Well, you do it with love. Love, love, love. That's for sure.
I jokingly told my wife to go fetch a bone. I threw it out in the yard, and she didn't think that was funny, you know?
No, I don't think so either.
Oh, you don't?
No.
What do you think about this? You and I believe in gun ownership.
You're right.
What if I were to pull a gun on my wife and put the barrel to her head and tell her what I want her to do?
But you.
You're kidding, right?
No, I'm not kidding.
You're joking.
You would never really do that.
Yes, I would. If that bitch doesn't do what I ask her to do.
Now, wait a minute.
Hold on, Mr. Hendry. I want to finish my point. That bitch doesn't do what I tell her to do, I'll put a gun up to her head.
How long is
joining the NRA will help me get my wife to obey, and that's what I'm trying to let a lot of guys know. Join the NRA and put a gun to your wife's head, and she'll do what you tell her to do.
How long have you been married?
27 years.
Then she's a tolerant woman. She must love you a tremendous
join
amount.
Join the NRA and she'll obey.
All right, ma'am. Well, good luck with all of your NRA activities, all of you guys. It sounds like a lot of fun. Do you guys go on field trips or anything? What do you do in the NRA? Do you have meetings?
They have shooting courses. And they have rifle ranges.
Do they make weapons available to people?
I'm not sure anymore whether they do or don't.
They occasionally, the NRA will make weapons available to gangbangers in L.A. because the gangs want to keep their guns, you know, and the only thing that's keeping the guns in the hands of the gangs is the NRA, because they believe everyone has a right to own a weapon. Isn't that great? It's fantastic. I think it's wonderful.
The only way that the gangs are keeping their guns...
They got the NRA on their side. So we can thank the NRA for that. And if she doesn't obey after my 9mm is pressed against her temple, she'll be nothing but splattered goo all over the kitchen, so...
And you'll be in jail.
Oh, it's great, isn't it? Just to see my wife's brains pouring out of her ears. What's the matter? You're not laughing. Hello?
Hello.
What?
Nothing. 1-800-449-8686, Long Beach on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
This guy is a psychopath.
Oh, come on. I believe in my country, and I believe in gun ownership.
Well, what does
but
that
I
have
guess
to do
you
with...
don't.
Yeah, but your wife is not a slave. You do not have the right to tell her.
I don't. If she does what I tell her to do, I guess I've got the right.
I don't think so. She needs
well,
to get a gun.
Well, why is she doing it?
She needs to get a gun and put it to your mouth.
There
and
you
your
go.
Brains out.
Oh, then we'll have people shooting each other. Great.
Yeah, so what?
You married?
With people like you, nobody needs you around.
Let me tell you something, baby. If you were my wife, I'd put a gun barrel right in your mouth.
Well, she ought to put one up your butt.
I believe in putting a Glock in my bitch's ribs.
Well, she
yeah,
ought to put...
What do you think about that, huh?
I think that's pretty
okay,
good.
Jesus. Juvenile bullcrap. I believe in putting a Glock in my bitch's ribs. What is going on? 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. This guy, I still don't know whether this is true or not, so we can take a look and see whether the news reports are correct. 200,000 new members of the NRA over the last 4 weeks. Something happened. I don't know what. Okay, have you calmed down there, pal?
Hey, let me tell you something.
Have you calmed down?
I never wasn't upset.
Putting a Glock in your bitch's ribs, huh? Now, why is the NRA getting 200,000 new members?
I'll tell you why. Because everybody's sick of the Million Mob March and all of these gangs. That's why. And the women like that lady I just talked to.
That woman that you just talked to she's about as nuts as you, okay? Other than the fact that she didn't believe that she had to get her ass kicked by her husband with a gun. Here is San Antonio on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, this is Frank in San Antonio.
Yes, sir.
Listen, that moron that you're allowing to stay on the radio is doing more to set the NRA back, and it also reflects negatively on your show.
I beg your pardon, my friend. I know about weapons. I fought in a war. Okay, I don't need you telling me just because you go out and hunt quail on the weekend. Or you run around giving target practice to your kid. I fought in a war.
And I guess that's been your claim to fame for the last 40-some-odd years.
My friend, I fought for your right. I fought for your right. I don't have to do anything else. I fought for your right to hold that gun the wrong way or however you hold it.
Well, why don't you do us all a favor?
And you don't hold it like you hold your penis, okay?
Hold on. 1-800-449-8686.
In the Korean War, too.
You were in the Korean War.
I was in the Korean War. And
you support the NRA.
You bet your sweet rear end I support the NRA, because I don't want to see the Million Bob March.
Okay, let me go to some more phone calls here. Lloyd here is, the NRA's gotten 200,000 new members the last 4 weeks, and they have 3.6 million new members, or 3.6 million members nationwide, and he feels that that is a repudiation of the Million Mom March. Youngstown on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, Phil. How you doing?
Yes, sir.
the call. What's your guy's name? Lloyd.
My name's Lloyd. How are you?
How you doing, Lloyd?
Real good.
I see where you're coming from. I was talking to the screener.
Right.
You fought into the Korea War.
I fought in Korea in 1950, 1952. I was in the United States Navy. We blockaded the whole Korean coastline.
Okay. My uncle served in Vietnam. He served in 69 and 70.
God bless him.
Okay. My father, he was in the Marines, but he was in the missiles crisis. I was on the screener.
Oh, that whole deal, huh?
Right. Now, I see where you're coming from, but as a Million Man March, in that situation, I'm not sticking up for him.
Right.
What I'm saying is, what their complaint is, there's children getting killed by guns.
When my wife serves me cold meatloaf, I make that bitch clean my gat just to remind her what cold metal feels like,
now,
you know?
Hold on a second. The reason I'm calling is,
yes, sir,
in the constitutional right, you have right to bear arms.
Yes, sir.
But
you're right. Yeah.
And the problem in society nowadays, as Phil, as you would know, I don't know if you have children or not.
I got four.
Oh, four. God bless you.
Thank you.
But,
They're stepchildren. They're not really his.
Well,
they're stepchildren,
But the problem is, ever since the Columbine incident, Phil, when those kids went in that high school and murdered those, you know, they in cold blood shot students. And
I'll tell you, that Columbine deal, somebody tries to pull that on me, and I'll shoot. Oh God, will I kill them dead. I'll shoot them.
But, Phil, I can understand.
Hey, what are you talking to, Phil? You talking to me?
He's talking to both of us.
Then say Lloyd.
Okay, Phil.
Say, hey,
Lloyd.
How's that?
Good. The Million Man March is, the way I look at it, is
I believe that men and women should march in lockstep with their arms swinging, no bent knees, because that's a military formation.
No, they're not trying to take the arms away from the United States.
Do you bend your knees when you walk?
Well, I tell you what, you made a comment about the gangbangers, about you believe they should have guns.
Right.
I live in Youngstown, okay, and Youngstown is a big crime for a town of over, not even 100,000 people.
You live in Youngstown, Ohio?
The killing in Youngstown is worse than in L.A.
Well, you know why, because they got a lot of the coloreds over there.
It has.
Come on, will you stop with this stuff?
You bend your knees when you walk?
Do I bet my? I'm a proud American, okay? When I walk, I walk, Lloyd, okay? This is the year 2000, okay? You're from the old school.
You're bending your knees when you walk?
You got to bend your knees when you walk.
No, not if you're in full military formation, is what I'm trying to say. God, why would anybody listen to me?
Oh, I understand your point.
This guy sounds like he's high on cough syrup or something.
Well,
you know?
He's high.
Listen, thank you, sir. I hear what you're saying. Got to move on. 1-800-449-8686. Corpus Christi on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Yes, sir. Hi.
I think this guy you got on the phone is a kook.
I'm a kook. I served my country.
I did, too. I came out of the United States Army as a major.
You ever teach your bitch a lesson by taking an unloaded 45 and pressing it against her crotch and pulling the trigger?
Can you shut up a minute and let somebody talk?
You never did that.
Let the man talk.
All right.
I came out of the United States Army as a major. I ordered people
a major what? A major what?
Wait a minute.
A major asshole?
Shut up. Put this guy on hold. He's an idiot. Go ahead, sir.
Wait a minute. I ordered people around in the military. I passed on orders that other people ordered. But
you passed what?
To put a gun to somebody's head, this man is an imbecile.
Well, wait a second.
He's a danger to the American society. Furthermore, the gangs don't get their weapons from the NRA. I have two of my relatives, close relatives, son and nephew, in law enforcement. 90% of the guns found in gangs are stolen.
They don't get them from the NRA.
On the black market. The NRA does not pass out guns or give guns. The gangs. You understand
that? I was mistaken. I was under the
impression. What makes you think you're understanding?
If you weren't high on something, drunk, and talking
I got the right to be have a taste because I fought for my country.
Yeah, you have a taste, but it's a bad taste.
Wait a second.
And all you're doing is harming the
Look, the NRA does not make guns available to gangbangers. Just because they do fight on behalf of the Second Amendment, and people have taken advantage of that amendment to own guns, which they use for no good, you can't blame the NRA for that.
Well,
that's right. You can't blame the NRA for that.
Wait a second.
The majority of these felons... and gangbangers get their guns illegally.
You ever drink
cough
syrup?
They can't go buy them. They can't go buy them under the Second Amendment law.
They can't
do that because they have felony records.
You know, we
you
used
understand
to
make, that?
Well, I understand that, but I've been drinking cough syrup.
Yeah, you're drinking.
No.
Or high on something. That's
I'm high
on sure.
cough syrup.
And another
What do you think of that?
I believe in weapons and taking care of weapons. And using them only in self-defense. Hey, wait a minute.
What?
You've talked enough.
I heard you. I believe in self-defense. But if my bitch doesn't get my dinner on that...
Will you stop it with that talk? It's really starting to wear on my nerves.
That's correct. It's, you know...
Gangbangers around here get their guns out of the trunk of my 64 Impala.
Most of the moms at Marsh don't have husbands because they used to have one like you.
What?
Right?
What?
They used to have, most of these moms used to have husbands like you. They don't have them anymore. That's why they marched.
Well, I don't know where you're going with that line of reasoning.
That's right.
Okay. Very good call, sir.
No mom would keep a husband like you if they're halfway decent.
Well, I disagree.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's my constitutional right.
If you would treat your wife as an equal, you'd have a better life.
Look, I love my wife very dearly, but
evidently you don't.
If she pisses me off,
well,
you know how it is.
If you're that easy to get ticked off, and if you're that easy to get ticked off and pull a gun out, you're a danger to the American
society. Absolutely, you ought to be put in jail. That's threatening.
That's
a threatening whatever they call it.
Mayhem.
Yeah, threatening mayhem.
And I appreciate
All right,
appreciate
sir, thank you very much for your call. I appreciate that. Phil Hendry Show here, Moreno Valley. Hello.
I love her so much, I have to put the bitch in line for her own good. That's all.
Hello?
If I hear that... Yes, hold on for a minute. If I hear that word one more time out of your mouth, you're off the air, okay?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead. Yes.
I have a comment for the man threatening his wife.
Well, yeah, we are.
Evidently, you don't love your wife because you wouldn't be threatening to put a gun to her head. You wouldn't be threatening to hit her wife. She has a mind of her own.
Well,
you
haven't met my wife.
Okay, it doesn't matter what your wife is like. You don't own her.
You think she has a mind of her own, but she actually has Ed Belfry's mind.
And
he's a guy that lives down the street.
No matter what your wife does,
he lost it in the poker game.
She doesn't deserve to be called a bitch, okay? Nobody deserves to be called that.
I'm just saying the biatch, has got to get on my good side.
What do you mean she won Ed Belfry's mind in a poker game?
Because this girl said my wife's mind is her own. It's not.
You don't own her. She has her own mind.
She would. Hell yeah, I own her. She would be nothing without me.
No, I don't think so. I think that if she divorced you, she would have a life.
You know, how old are you?
I'm 14 years old. I'm a freshman in high school.
You should meet a guy like me. You should meet a man. I own my own heating and plumbing business. My wife gets to cook for me. She also scrubs the skid marks out of my shorts. And then,
she gets to cook for you. Is it her choice to cook for you?
Not only does she get to cook for me, she has the honor of scrubbing the skid marks out of my shorts. And
oh, man, your wife. I don't think you treat her that badly. If you did, she wouldn't be around. In fact, I don't even know if you have a wife. You know that?
What's that?
Hello.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes, who is this?
This is Melissa.
This is the Phil Hendry Show. Your name's Melissa?
Yeah.
Yes. I'm awfully sorry. The man you've been talking to, this is a retirement home.
Well, who's the guy that we're talking to?
He, Mr. Lloyd. He calls a lot, and he calls all the radio stations.
Is this a retirement home?
It's like a retirement home, a rest home. It's a psychiatric ward.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God. So the guy is he sick?
He's a paranoid schizophrenic. Yeah, on medication. But he liked to call up all the radio stations and... gig on a disc jockey and like that.
Are you gonna spank me?
He's in the background right now. Now what you doing?
I want you to hit me.
I'm not gonna hit you. I refuse to hit you.
Just give me a little paddle. Ow! Oh, that feels good. Ow!
Are you listening to this?
Yes, I am.
Ouch! Ow!
Bring on the pain, baby.
You a bad boy.
Yo.
What is going on?
Hello?
Why is he allowed to call these places?
I'm sorry?
Why is he allowed to call here?
I don't know how he got a hold of the phone again, because he had called up Rush Limbaugh yesterday, and he tried to get through on Dr. Laura, and he also tried to get through on a couple other shows. I don't know who. I think he got on Dr. Laura's show.
I think there needs to be stricter rules.
Some
there.
Supervision there, yeah. You mean he got on Dr. Laura's show?
Yes, he did. He called up, said he was gay, but he wanted to get cured. So he thought she'd do it for him.
Well, you need to keep him away from the phone, because for the last 45 minutes, this guy has sounded like he's been on cough medicine and drunk and talking about beating his wife with a gun.
And we have very upset people on the phone.
Is that right? What is your name, dear?
My name is Melissa.
Oh, Melissa, my name is Clara. I'm a nurse. I'm a registered nurse over here. And I'm so sorry. Did he offend you?
Yes, he did.
What did
very
he
much
say?
So.
Well, I'm very, very sorry. Is this a radio station?
Yeah. It's the Phil Hendry Show. We're on the air live.
Oh, my God, I love your show. I listen to it.
Well, thank you very much.
I listen to it all the time. Well, I would just say that I'm very sorry that Mr. Lloyd, but I have to paddle him. You know, you have to treat him like a child. You know what I mean, Melissa?
Yeah.
All right. Mr. Lloyd, bend over.
Yarr. Wow.
So what's she doing, beating him?
I don't know.
Ow.
I think he needs to be watched like a child, too.
Ow. Oh, that felt good.
You are just like a child. He's just like a child, Melissa. I have to paddle his behind.
Yeah.
Why isn't he watched like a child if he gets the call?
You know,
charges?
I don't know. I thought he was in the game room. He was watching Ricky Lake with all the other old folks, and he scrambled out of there and got to the payphone. It's the best thing I can figure out.
Well, get him back in front of the TV.
Well, who wants to be a millionaire coming on?
What?
Who wants to be a millionaire going to come on?
Oh, I love that show very much. I got to go see it.
All right, we're going to take him over to Who Want to Be a Millionaire.
Yeah. Does he like that show?
I want to shoot Regis Philbin, though I hate the son of a...
God.
Okay, he's a mess. All right, thank you very much, ma'am, for your call.
Thanks.
And you take care of him, okay?
He's just kidding about that Regis thing.
Yeah, I take that he was. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. That's the number you'd usually call, but we're not taking any more calls. But you can write it down if you want to. And I'll be home to my ever-loving wife here in just a few minutes. She's not going to West Hollywood. She ain't going out there to no play. And that's all there is to it. You ain't going to no play in West Hollywood. You're not. I'm going to press the cold, hard metal of my Smith & Whitney. I'm just joking. Ain't got no gun yet. I'm just one of those guys, I buy a gun, I know I'm bringing all kinds of real bad karma into my life, you know? Or maybe I could make it fun. It's beyond me. Okay, what haven't I told you guys? I thought there was one more thing. Just want to mention to you that our website has the Best of the Phil Hendry Show CD available. The Best of the Phil Hendry Show 1999 CD, Communism is Neat, is available on our website, philhendryshow.com, for $23.50. $3.50 shipping and handling, $20 for the CD. It all goes to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. We've raised $134,000 to date since the middle of December. When are we going to end this campaign for my friend's place? Never! We will continue and continue on, man, till we sell them all out. And, of course, there's a big one coming up next year, which is the best of the year 2000. Okay, so now some Frank Zappa. Some now nice, relaxing Frank Zappa for you on Phil Hendry program.
It wasn't very large. There was just enough room to cram the drums in the corner over by the Dodge. It was a 54 with a mashed up door and a cheesy little amp. With a sign on the front said Fender Champ and a second-hand guitar. It was a Stratocaster with a whammy bar. We could jam in Joe's garage. His mama was screaming, turn it down. We were playing the same old song in the afternoon. And sometimes we were playing all night long. It was all we knew. Played it on the saxophone.
thought we was pretty good. We talked about keeping the band together, and we figured that we should. 'Cause about this time we was getting the eye from the girls in the neighborhood. They'd all come over and dance around like. So we picked out a stupid name, had some cards printed up for a couple of bucks, and we was on our way to fame. Got matching suits and Beetle boots and a sign on the back of the car, and we was ready to work in a go-go bar.
Chance in life to play a song that goes like.
Turn it down. Turn it down. I am shouting, singing here. Thank you for some of the nice songs.
Well, the years is rolling by. Play your Joe's Rock.